In this episode of Creating Daily, we're going to go from a hustle mindset to a system mindset. And I believe this is the number one way that I built a business so quickly and such a profitable business in a short amount of time, working very little hours per week on a part-time basis. And trust me, if there's anybody on the planet that loves the grind in the beginning stages of any business, a creator business, a screen printing business, which I owned previously to doing content, it's a lot of grind. So you got late nights, early mornings, random gigs, chasing the next opportunity. You're just excited to be trying something and you'll try anything and everything. Now, what I begin to realize is hustle, that hustle portion, that hustle error, which we'll talk about a little later in the episode, that really gets things going for you. That kind of greases the wheel, if you will, and gets you moving in the right direction. But that hustle error is not sustainable, and you got to figure out how to get out of it pretty quickly so you can grow and keep your sanity. You want to keep your peace about you. And in my t-shirt printing business, I owned it for years and never really got out of that hustle mentality. But when I started my Amazon business and really started getting into creating short form shoppable content, I knew like I have to build a system. There's things that have to work when I'm not working that are bringing in revenue into my business. And so even though the hustle is going to be, help you get things going, we got to get out of it pretty quick. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you how I moved from this chaotic hustle mentality to a scalable systems, and I believe that you can do the same. So let's go ahead and jump right into it, and we're going to talk about the hustle error because I believe it's important. Even though you want to get out of it as quick as you can, you have to do it to be able to gain skill sets. This hustle error, this late nights, early mornings, like I talked about earlier, this is what's going to really build the skills. This is where you're going to do all your research and your development. You're going to figure out, is this a product or a service or a piece of content that I can actually make money off of that's valuable in the marketplace? So when you're doing this, you're doing everything. You're shooting the videos. You're editing the videos. You're emailing. You're pitching. You're creating your podcast. You're creating your YouTube channel. And you're figuring out all the things, all the analytics and all that. You probably are not in a position where you're going to pay somebody to do it for you. You're probably in a position where I'm going to do all this. And I think it's good. I think it's good that you do it because you'll understand every piece of your business. Now, you may not be the master of every piece, but you'll understand, here's all the parts I need to build this thing, to build this video, to build this channel, to build this content creator business, this podcast, and then you'll be able to move forward. So it's good if you're in the hustle era, because this is where you're going to learn your skills. This is where you're going to put the concept to the market. This is where you're going to get the proof, and this is where you're going to get a lot of inspiration and a lot of confidence to move quicker and to scale quicker. But this is not the place that's going to bring you any peace or profit, okay? So you want to move out of the hustle as quick as possible. But I thought it was important to mention it, and if you're in there, keep grinding. It's great. And I personally love it and have to focus on getting out of it quickly when I start new projects. So how do we systematize this thing? How do we go from I'm all over the place, I'm doing everything, it's all chaos, to this is a well-oiled machine? And this was very difficult for me because I am, in my personality, I am just not that person. I am not a spreadsheets kind of guy. I am very much like emotional, like let's just do the next thing. But one person in my life, which is my wife, she does a phenomenal job at just being, I call her the steady Eddie of business, man. She is just shows up, does what she needs to do every single day, and she knows what the repeatable parts of her business are. And this is one thing I really admire about her, is she's not necessarily emotional about the projects. She's a graphic designer. She's a web designer. And sure, there's probably things that she would rather be doing or types of projects she would rather be doing, but she knows in order to grow my business today, there's certain things I have to do that. So the first thing here you want to do in your current business is figure out what are the repeatable parts of this business, or your potential business, I should say. So for Amazon, I know if I need to make videos, that's it. I know I need to make shoppable content. I need to go live and make content about products, because when I do that, there's opportunity for me to make money when people engage and interact with that. So that's the very basic of the Amazon Influencer Program. Is it available on Amazon? Great. Make some content about it. Tell people about the product, the use cases, the pros, the cons, you know, the features, the benefits, all these things. Tell people about it. They click on it. They buy it. You make a small commission. That's the very basics of the Amazon program. Now, in my business model, I'm leveraging the program to be able to work directly with brands to get compensated up front to create a short form video and then post that on Amazon, make residual commission, resell it, make another, you know, piece of money that way, and then also some additional programs that they have as well. And so I know every day when I wake up, I have to be checking my email. Now, in the beginning stages, it was all outreach. I had to outreach all the time. I had to hunt. I was a hunter. And now that I've been doing it for several years, now people come to me. And I have a reputation in the industry of being someone who can turn around products quickly, product demo videos quickly. And so they're going to come to me and they're going to be able to get their stuff done and get that service provided for them in a quick manner. So once you're kind of in this thing and you go, okay, I know this is a repeatable business. Now, what is the workflow that you do? So for me, I went out and I go, the first thing I need to do is figure out how to get paid and get paid quick and get products because I don't have a lot of money to spend on products in this Amazon business. And so I was able to go do that. So now I have people sending me all kinds of products. And now I'm going, wait a second, how do I do all these videos? And then it was like, but the product videos aren't paying a lot. So now how do I do them very quickly so it makes sense for the budget that I've agreed to for them to pay me? How do I do this so it makes sense for me in my business? And so then I had to create a workflow. So I batch record everything and I break it down. I break it down into everything. So if you're an Amazon influencer, this is going to be a great opportunity for you to learn is I break it down into different categories. So if it's clothing, if it's electronics, if it's stuff that goes in my car, if it's stuff that goes in, you know, my son needs to be in the video or my wife needs to be in the video, I break all these things down and I plan my production schedule accordingly. So that way I'm not recording something at my desk and I'm going out and recording something in my car and then I'm getting my son to record something, then get my wife to record something. That's all chaotic. I can't create 10 videos, 15 videos a day doing that. So I put them all together. I batch it. I have a template for the videos. So I have exactly what I'm going to say in the video for every single product. This is not, doesn't matter what product it is. I figured out my template. Now it took me a while to do it, but I figured it out. And then what I do is I make sure I'm documenting the process. So when I'm doing these things, I'm doing these cash generating activities up front. I'm getting the deal. I'm getting the product. I'm creating the video. These things are generating cash. And now I have some money that I can leverage and go hire some other people to help me out. Maybe I'm going to hire some VAs. Maybe I want to buy some tools, some software. Now, I don't think you need to run out immediately and build your website and do your logo and do all this stuff. I think you got to build this system first and then go find the software. There's free software everywhere. If you're like me, you got a bunch of products, it's a high ticket or it's a high frequency, low ticket business model, then I am really focused on the workflow and how to get that done. So I use Trello for the first year. I use HubSpot for the second year. Both free versions. And then I paid for Pinnacle.ai with my friend Charles, who has built a system and I use his system now. But I didn't go out the gate spending any money to do that. So I used what I had, I used what was free, and then I was able to generate cash. And then when you have cash and you have cash flow, then you can bring in people to help you out. Maybe that's your editor. Maybe that's, you know, someone to negotiate brand deals for you. Maybe that's, you know, someone just to come in and set up your studio. Maybe it's a, you know, portable studio or whatever. Whatever the use case is that you have for someone else to help you, you got to have money to be able to do that so you can operate a profitable business. So in order to do this, and I know I'm talking a lot, and I hope you're getting a lot of value, but I'm trying to keep these things short. You have to make some mindset shifts. And for me, this was a really tough thing for me to do because I was kind of stuck in my ways. I was kind of prideful. Like, I want to do everything. I want to be a part of the process. I want to touch every little thing. I can't ask for help. And it was just pride holding me back from reaching my potential. And so you got to go from I'm going to do everything mentality to I'm going to do the right things. And this is tough because everything's changing all the time. The creator economy is changing. New opportunities are popping up. And I remember this time where I was really focused on Amazon. I'm really focused on these brand deals. And everyone was going to TikTok. And they just told me, TikTok's the thing. TikTok's the thing. Amazon thing is not anymore. And I just had to remember, I can't do everything. I can't do TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and all these things. I got to just focus on what I feel like is the best opportunity for me. And that could be what style of content are you trying to create? All these different factors that go into that. And for me, I just felt like Amazon is a really good opportunity. And I think I had a pretty good business model, which I did. So that was amazing to do that. So it's going from the mentality of I got to do everything to I got to do the right things. And once again, it's finding those repeatable, scalable things that are in your business. And also, you got to stop trading time for money and you got to start building assets and systems. Now, this is the thing that, you know, really just like in my mind was pretty much a struggle. You know, everybody's like, oh, time is money, time is money. And I never really understood that. And I'm like, I don't know if I agree with that. But then when I started to build assets, when I started to build content that makes a residual revenue, when I was moving, relocating to Puerto Rico for the second time, and my Amazon business continued to pay a salary when I didn't work for 30 days, I was like, that is an asset. Every one of those videos, those almost 4,000 videos at the time of recording this podcast episode, they're working when I'm sleeping. And those are assets. And those are building the systems and the assets to be able to have a repeatable business that, you know, brings in money and generates money all the time. So one thing that I really focused on, because I don't have a huge audience, is I had to focus on what is the frequency, because I'm not going to be able to go out and sell a $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 video. And trust me, I took a lot of heat from YouTubers and Amazon influencers and all these people saying I was undercutting the market. But I went with the high frequency, low ticket business model because it was repeatable work that is real freedom. And that's what you're going to get. When you get repeatable work coming in over and over and over and over and over, and you can just about pinpoint, this is going to be my monthly income. You can plan and you know what it costs, you know, what I'm going to charge to do a video, how many videos do I need? And I'm going to backwards engineer this thing to really create the lifestyle that I want. And that's what I was able to accomplish. Now, this might be different for you. You might be able to go out there and just crush high ticket stuff all day. You might have already done all the work, been in the business for 10 years, and you're going to go out and just land huge sponsorship deals. But for me, I had to figure out the frequency and the price point. And that was a high frequency, low ticket, but had multiple revenue streams attached to it, is how I'll say that. And then also saying no to opportunities, which was very tough, because when you're in business, more than likely, yeah, you want to make money, you want to do all that stuff, but more than likely you're in business because you like helping people. You like solving problems. Like, that's why I'm in business. That's what I love doing. I want to solve a problem. And I often tell people, find out the problem you solve and you'll make a lot of money. And so when you're in this thing, there's going to be all kinds of people who come to you and go, oh, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? What about this? And you just got to go, nope, I'm going to shut it all out. I'm going to put on my blinders. I'm going to stay focused and I'm going to scale this stream of revenue and not worry about what everyone else is doing. So I hope this has been helpful for you. These are, you know, just quick hit items that I hope you can take away from and build off of. So audit your hustle. Audit your current hustle right now. This is one thing, this is a couple of takeaways for you to do. And look at your hustle and look at the thing you're doing, look at the thing you're grinding that's taking time and go, what can be systematized? What can I create a system for? Or what can I outsource? If it's already generating money, is there someone I can hire to do this, to take my place so I can have more time to do the things that I want to do or build the business in a different way? Also, if you're not documenting your repeatable processes or your task, even if you're not ready to hire, even if you're not ready to, you know, go find a VA or hire somebody to help you, just document the process. Just like, here's what I do. here's how to do it. And you'll know, you know, over time, like you'll be creating your own training videos. You already create content anyway. So just hit the screen record button and here's what I do. Here's how I put in a deal. Here's how I do this. Here's how I do that. And you'll be ready to go when you are ready to hire. And then the couple last things here is just focus on the repeatable income streams, not the one-off wins. I tell people all the time, because they go, why don't you just try to go get the one sponsor that's going to pay you $10,000 a month? And because that's one sponsor paying me 10 grand. First of all, what am I going to do for one sponsor for 10 grand? What, you know, I'm going to chase down in my business one video for $10,000. I'll spend 29 days chasing down that video. I'll spend another 10, 15 days making a $10,000 video. So I'm really making $10,000 every 45 to 60 days, I'm not really making 10K a month. And so I think that's what you have to really think about is what are going to be those things that's going to create that consistent stream of revenue? What's the one project that I can touch once and it makes me money one, two, and three, and four, and five times? And think about your whole entire ecosystem as a content creator, and you'll think about it a little bit differently. And every piece of the puzzle is a monetization opportunity. And then the last thing here is you don't need to be a machine. You just need to create one. So you don't have to be the machine. You got to create a system. You got to create a machine that works for you when you're sleeping. I hope this podcast brought you a lot of good ideas and maybe refreshed you a little bit and let you know it's possible. And I don't know if I'm over my 15 minutes or not, but hope you enjoy. If you do, hit that subscribe button, follow button, whatever kind of button is around you, and share this with a friend. And also, you know, if you want to dip into the comments and say hi. And if you have a question, I'm going to start taking some questions as well. I'm going to call it the Creator Crate. I don't know why. It's the only thing I can think of. So I'll pull some questions out of the crate and we'll talk about them. So until then, go hit record. Go live, go take action for yourself, because no one else is going to do it for you. And if you want to change your life, you want to change your lifestyle, whatever that is, put those goals in front of you and go after them, because it's possible. Talk soon.